Good morning, everyone. I apologize for the last couple of weeks without videos and podcasts, but I'm back now. Thanks for your understanding. It was a great short week, and I hope you all enjoyed the extra long weekend last weekend. In getting ready for next week, it's another full week, and we started our next fiction unit for reading called A Deep Study of Character. We only got into it a couple days this week, so we'll continue that work next week. Readers are going to be developing what we call a course of study, or in other words, it's a reading plan that they'll follow over the next couple of weeks. So one of the things that you might want to do is sit down with your child this weekend and kind of ask what their plan is for reading. They should have a couple of books that they're planning to finish. Remember that if they are reading at an appropriate level and if they're reading every day as much as they should be, they should be finishing a 200-page book about every week. So that kind of gives you an idea of how many books they should be reading. Obviously, if it's a really thick book, that's going to take them a little bit longer, but it should be about 200 pages a week if they're reading at an appropriate pace and level. So you can help them get started. One thing that they can do is read a series. That's a great way to develop a course of study. Another thing that they can do is follow a specific author. And then, of course, another thing is they can choose random books and work with those, but I always recommend series or author studies for this unit. In Writer's Workshop, we just barely started our unit on the literary essay, which really goes well with our reading unit. I'm very excited to get started with this unit. It's the kind of writing that students will do in all of their upcoming English classes in junior high, either next year or in 2 years in high school and beyond if they continue to study English. So it's a really important unit, and we'll do a lot of work on structuring literary essays, making claims about characters in the books that we're reading, and defending those claims. In math, fifth graders will continue to work on module 2. We'll work on multiplying decimal fractions by multi-digit numbers. They're doing a great job so far. They have a mid-module assessment. This is a really long module, so we have a mid-module assessment on Thursday next week, and we'll take the day on Wednesday to review. In sixth grade, we're going to continue our expressions and equations unit. This is always one that's interesting for sixth graders because there really is a specific process that students have to follow and show all of their thinking. So that's something that we've been working on, is showing our thinking in the expected way. Additionally, the sixth graders have the second part of their mid-year sixth grade test that is district-wide. We'll take that on Wednesday, and it will review some of the bigger concepts, not just the basic skills that we have learned so far this year. This part of their, or this test, will not be a part of the grade book, but it is information for us looking forward to the end of the year sixth grade test, which helps place students in math for seventh grade. In history, fifth graders are going to continue working on their colony project in class together, as well as finish up their states and capitals. Sixth graders will continue to work with Ms. Sykes in the study of ancient India, specifically looking at society and the caste system. They're also going to continue some other projects reviewing the civilizations they've already learned as well. And then in science, fifth graders will continue to work with Ms. Perino in science lab, and sixth graders will continue to work with Ms. Stevens in science lab. Additionally, as you know, music has started. So if you have any questions, I may or may not be able to answer them, but I can definitely direct you to the appropriate person. So you can always send me an email and I can let you know about that. If you have any questions about anything, the same applies, and I hope you all have a great weekend, and it's been great to be back in person with your students since the break. Thank you.